It was one sultry summer afternoon. A man with a scorched shirt was trying to woo people's attention. He was playing a violin on the street. Even though his performance was breathtaking, people were too busy to stop and listen to it. However, the violin fanatic would not stop playing. Instead, he asked the people to stop and listen. Of course, the busy people did not care what he said and usually just gave him a sardonic glare. One man even tried to grapple with the man because he thought the violinist was making traffic. The next month, the most famous violinist held a concert in a huge but cozy place. Hundreds of people came from all over the world and paid hundreds of dollars in order to listen to him. After hours of the concert, the violinist finally got up from the seat. He first told people to expunge his music from now on because he would not play it anymore. He began to tell the people about his itinerary. He asked the people to put their hands up if they saw a violinist in front of the train station last month. Many people remembered the man with frugal clothes and a trite violin. He confessed that during his sojourn in the nearby hotel, he took his violin and played it in front of the station every day for a month. He said that no one tried to listen when he played it for free, but so many people came for it when they had to pay more than $100. He stated that people are too weary to be 1 minute late for work than to have some relaxation time. After this languished experience, he thought he would never play the violin again. The person who changed his mind was a little girl. He said that a 5-year-old girl stopped by him and listened for a few minutes. He made a staunch decision to make music for the little children who know how to spare their time to listen to music.